Once I left the monastery and went back to the seminary and finished out my education and completed the process for ordination in the United Methodist Church and came home, ever since I left the monastery, I have gone back on occasion to participate in retreats, quiet times, directed studies, sometimes just a week of doing nothing but singing morning and evening prayer, participating in the worship and prayer life of the community of faith there in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I love going back to the monastery, going back and seeing the brothers, realizing the love and prayers that they have for me and for my ministry and for my people and the churches I have pastored. And it was wonderful going back this time because they all wanted to know about you, what kind of people you were, what your needs were, where your prayer needs were, what kind of life you lead as a people of faith, what kind of service you do for this community. And I had an endless list and was continually sharing with them. And one of the brothers, my spiritual director, Father Paul, said, "You're bubbling over with love and excitement for the people at St. Stephen." And he was right. It was a wonderful trip. Yes, after getting back from a cruise, some would say the height of hedonism in terms of vacationing, after getting back from a cruise where food overflowed, I went to a monastery. That's rather appropriate. Don't you think? And I do that every year, about trying to go at Thanksgiving time, and they've always been very welcoming to those of us who had been a part of the community and now have left. They've always been very welcoming to us to come back, and especially at Thanksgiving time. So Sunday evening, I flew out, and the flight Sunday evening was wonderful and easy. I mean, there was a whole lot of free space on the plane. I had three whole seats to myself. It was great. But I knew that Wednesday coming home would not be great. So I get to the airport on time, plenty of time, actually went an hour earlier than they recommend. Go through an hour-long security line. Ugh. And between the time when I checked in and went through the security line and got into the security area, my flight had been delayed. Yeah. So here I am, sitting. Thank goodness they have free internet at Logan. Sitting on the internet, shooting out emails. Called mom, told her not to bother about going to pick me up early because I wasn't taking off at the time I thought. And I sat there and waited and waited and watched as flight after flight went from delayed to canceled. And it kept missing my flight. I said, "Thank you, God, you're missing my flight here. You're not canceling it yet." And sure enough, about three hours after the flight was supposed to have flown, it went from delayed to canceled. So here I am, 14, 15, 1600 miles from home, the day before Thanksgiving, very desirous of getting back home. Normally I would have stayed over Thanksgiving, but with my father's death this year, I wanted to get back to be with my mother. And so I'm sitting here looking at it, and I get up and I go to the counter and see what they can do. "Well, we can get you on a flight through Chicago at 6 p.m. And I've been waiting since 11. Well, okay. So they scheduled me on that flight, and I figured, oh yes, I know, it'll be in the middle seat between two great big linebackers. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. Thank goodness there are caring and compassionate flight attendants who ended up moving people around so that it wasn't squeezed city in one row and lots of elbow room in the other. But the flight was full, and I finally did get home before Thanksgiving Day by about 10 minutes. And it was good to go, and it was good to come back. But sitting in the airport, watching as my flight went from delayed to canceled, and wondering, could I get transferred to a different flight that would get me home before Thursday afternoon, I remembered saying to myself, this is going to destroy what the retreat was all about. The frustration, the anger, the impatience, the feeling of powerlessness, being incapable of doing anything for yourself, stuck inside that security zone. Your bags are God knows where, probably on their way to Dallas without you. And by the way, that is exactly what happened. The bags are on the plane, I wasn't. It was frustrating being powerless. And I was afraid that what I had experienced at the retreat would be destroyed. And so, sitting there with nothing to do, I pulled out my notes for today. And it's, you know, one of those God things where God decides, okay, let's ping you here. May you be made strong. I'm feeling powerless, my friends. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from Christ's glorious power. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from Christ's glorious power. I was feeling powerless. I was feeling very weak. I was feeling very out of control. And here Paul says across the centuries to me, may you be made strong with all the strength that comes from Christ's glorious power. The word power there is one of my favorite Greek words. In Greek, the word is dunamis. Can you say dunamis? Dunamis. One more time. Dunamis. Good word. Fun word. In English, we get one particular word that is just absolutely descriptive of power. It's called dynamite. We get the word dynamite from dunamis. Explosive power. Not a flow of energy, but power. Power. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from Christ's glorious, shining, bright power. Sitting in an airport, wondering if I'm going to get home. And God says to me through Paul's letter to the Colossians, may you be made strong with all the strength that comes from Christ's power. And may you be prepared. And when I saw this, I just said, oh, come on, I was starting to feel really good, Jesus. And may you be prepared to endure everything with, another ill word, patience. Oh, that's the last thing I want, patience right now. I need it. I got 6 hours before I can fly, hopefully, prayerfully. And I don't have much strength, but I just heard what was said here, that I would be made strong with all the strength that comes from Christ's glorious power. And now I've suddenly got to endure with patience. Ugh. And may you be prepared to endure everything with patience. And it gets worse, friends. While joyfully giving thanks to God who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. Well, I don't feel very joyful. I'm not going to be able to get Thanksgiving turkey. And I'm sitting in an airport, cooling my heels, a crowded, stinky, smelly, noisy airport, cooling my heels, waiting to get on a plane that's going to crunch me to go home. How can I find joy and Thanksgiving? And where's the patience? Oh. You know, my friends, it's times like that. It's being stuck in dung like that. That really just frustrates me. It's where life and faith come together. When stuff like this happens, how real is one's faith when faced with the facts of life? And that meant I had to look at and read and consider very carefully what God was saying to me, not just for today, but for all days. God has rescued us, and here is where it got good. God has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the beloved Son. What I was looking for was a transfer to an airplane to get me home. This jumped off the page, or off the screen, off my laptop. Transferred into the kingdom of the beloved Son of God. Transferred from the power of darkness, the destructive dynamite-like power of darkness, evil oppression, self-centered me-ism, and transferred into the glorious kingdom of the Son of God. Sitting in an airport in Boston, fidgeting about going home, I realized in that moment that what mattered was not getting transferred onto a plane that would get me directly home. What mattered was being transferred into the kingdom of God. From the kingdom of this world to the kingdom of our God and of God's Christ. What transfer are you looking for today? What transfer are you seeking today? I have a friend, pastor of a church in Nebraska, who's looking for a transfer to a new church. And he seems to go through this about every 2 years. He gets to a new church, it's wonderful, and then suddenly things go bad. And he blames them, and then he looks for a transfer to a new church, and of course he gets one. And he goes from church to church to church to church. I asked him, are you facing the reality of your problem, or are you running from it by being transferred? Are we trying to run from our problems? Or are we looking for God to transfer us from the power of that oppressiveness, that me-ism, that life that is focused on me, myself, and I, those three very important people in everybody's life, me, myself, and I? Are we trying to get out of our problems, or are we allowing and looking for God to transform us and heal us and bring us to wholeness again and transfer us from that oppressiveness to the kingdom of God? What are you looking for today? On this, the last Sunday of the church year, next Sunday's Advent, the beginning of the new church year, when we look forward to the return of Christ and we look forward to celebrating again the birth of Christ, what are you looking for today? Are you looking for an easy way out? I was looking for an easy way out of Boston. Didn't come. I still had to wait. But God, through the Scripture, gave me a little hope, realizing that in this life we can get stuck, but in the life God has for us, there is indeed a transfer from the power of oppressive darkness to the glorious joy and power of the kingdom of God. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from Christ's glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience. It's not always going to be easy, friends. While joyfully giving thanks to God, who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints of light. God has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. This Christ Jesus, whom we recognize today on this Christ the King Sunday, is the same Christ Jesus who will be born, who will grow up, who will preach and teach, who will heal and feed and calm the stormy seas. This same Jesus who will then go to trial for us and stand in our place and die for us and be raised from the dead for us and will return in glory for us. This same Jesus calls us to receive the strength that comes from His glorious power. Receive it today in prayer and thanksgiving. Receive it today just as surely as Jameson receives it today in baptism, and will receive it in confirmation, and as we received it in remembrance of baptism, may we receive that glorious power that comes from the grace of God and enter into Advent celebrating that real presence of Jesus. May you be made strong with all of that strength, all of Christ's strength.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2007 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.